Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that that the men in this room, I know you guys, you're good dudes, and I know that you do a lot for the women in your lives, whether Steve, you and I are married, you guys are on the dating scene.
Yeah, we don't have a choice.
You guys do a lot there, but now there's a list of things that bring much-needed relief to the heroes out there.
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 or more things men should never feel obligated to do for their wives. There's a reason I'm not married anymore, because I refuse to do that. Yes, that. That thing. You gotta know what that thing is, don't you? Well, I assume you do, because you should have more than two brain cells rubbing together trying to conjure up a coherent thought. Or maybe you're holding on to those two brain cells for motor functions, like breathing. That's right, I wouldn't mouth kiss her aunt with the hairy mole just to the right of her pie hole. For the love of God, Blanche, take a scalpel to that thing. You're scaring the children.
Dear God, Blanche. You know Blanche. So these are 10 things that men should never feel obligated to do for their wives. Bottom of the list, they say to handle all those last-minute errands. Imagine a young man dashing through a bustling supermarket aisle, juggling groceries, cleaning supplies, and a phone call from home. It's a scene many can relate to, yet it's an unfair expectation to place solely on one partner. Sharing last-minute errands can alleviate stress and build cooperation. We're tired of doing it all.
You're the one who's out.
You bought the wrong thing.
You're the one who's out, I would go, you're at the store.
Right.
Can you, because I'm not. I get that one.
Even more, carrying all that emotional baggage. Picture this, a husband, While sipping his morning coffee, becomes the sole go-to for every emotional storm in the household. It sounds overwhelming, right? It's essential for both partners to share emotional burdens equally. While men can be empathetic listeners, they shouldn't feel obligated to absorb every emotional wave alone.
I don't get much choice. Kids are yelling, the wife's yelling. And she even put it in the file this day card and just said, "Thank you for putting up with our insanity when I know you just want to relax." Which actually made me laugh out loud. I'm like, it's true, but it's family. What are you going to do?
That's what we signed up for.
I just asked my son, "Hey, while the two of you are fighting, can you move from in front of the TV?"
Things men should never feel obligated to do for their wives. Always take the lead in decision-making. Making decisions is an integral part of any relationship.
Who are they married to?
But men shouldn't feel obligated to be the default decision-maker.
I have an opinion.
Whether it's choosing what to have for dinner, making big life choices, or handling daily logistics, both partners should have an equal say.
My wife has say, I have suggestions. I mean, that's rarely...
Okay.
Yeah, you just kind of go, all right, man.
Okay, remind me beforehand.
Right.
Because I can't keep all the stuff straight.
It's like planning your wedding. Like, how involved were you really? And essentially, you are the prop.
Right.
It's like taking 500 darts in one hand and throwing them against the wall to see if they stick.
Right.
But I'm supposed to remember where everyone's stuck on each ever individual day and what they represent. I can't keep up with you.
Right.
Just tell me an hour beforehand.
That's my general thing. Tell me today what I need to do today.
Thank you.
And it works very well.
You know, go back to the wedding. You know, there's always what do you think of this? That's the wrong way to word that. It's, do you hate this? Because right. If the answer is anything other than no, it's going to happen.
Well, even then, if they say, do you hate this? I think their response would be, oh, you're going to be so upset on wedding day.
Oh, that sucks for you.
I'm sorry, you're going to hate that.
Leave now.
Yeah.
Things men should never feel obligated to do for their wives. Remember every important date. Anniversaries, birthdays, and special occasions are meaningful, but men shouldn't feel obligated to be the sole memory bank for them. Relationships thrive on mutual effort, and both partners can take responsibility for remembering and celebrating important dates.
Again, who are they married to? I'm just saying, like, my wife's aware of all. She will text me to remind me, hey.
By the way.
Say happy birthday to. But, like, man, they do not come to me to ask me if I remember dates on anything. Because that's a setup. I'm like, you know I don't.
Right. How about men?
I mean,
I don't even see my kids. Hey, Dad, Mom. I'm serious. Like, you know who to go to.
I mean, a few birthdays and anniversary I get, but yeah. I don't know. Like,
anything else? Don't know.
No. Yeah.
How about managing all those household chores? Household chores are a shared responsibility, not a solo endeavor. The idea that men must bear the brunt of keeping the house tidy is outdated. It's time that we reframe this notion. Everyone in the household, regardless, should contribute to maintaining space.
Clean up after yourself.
Yeah.
Clean up after yourself.
Well, like, if you do that, it's really not a big deal on the quote-unquote day you clean.
I'm going to, like, wash some lettuce and stuff. Start dinner. I'm going to clean half the crap from your lunch out of the sink first.
Right.
It's like, I will do it, but you're not making life easy for me.
Right.
Like, that's not polite. Like,
how about always having to be the driver?
I don't mind that.
Sharing the responsibility of driving can enhance a couple's travel experiences.
I want to scare the living hell out of her.
Men shouldn't feel obligated to always take the wheel. Women can drive just as competently.
Yeah, I almost never do unless she's hammered.
Right?
Men should really take the keys. I'm like, sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, again, it depends on who you are. Depends on who likes to drive.
Right.
Yeah, growing up, my dad looked at my mom like, give me the keys.
Mm-hmm. Things that men shouldn't feel obligated to do for their wives, initiate all social plans.
Again, who are they married to?
What guy is doing that?
Is this from Cosmopolitan?
Social engagements can be a source of joy, but they shouldn't rest solely on one partner's shoulders. Men don't have to feel obligated to organize every social meeting or event. Sharing the responsibility of planning social activities ensures that both partners are involved and enjoy the interactions.
I always have the same question. Do we have beer? Sure, we throw a big party Friday, end of the year. My wife had everything to do with that. I just know it's at my home.
Right.
Am I on the question? Do we have beer? Beginning
Men.
And end of the conversation for me.
Men.
I plan nothing.
You shouldn't have to handle all those medical appointments.
Who are they married to?
Medical appointments are a vital aspect of self-care, but managing them shouldn't fall solely on one partner.
You think I booked my woman's medical appointments?
Yeah, like, that seems crazy.
Jesus, dude.
That seems like a recipe for trouble.
Don't listen to any of this.
Men often find themselves responsible for scheduling and coordinating, but it's perfectly okay to share this responsibility.
Again, I don't think I've planned any of my doctor or dental visits.
God, man, that'd be kind of funny, though. Ted, why don't I have an... I didn't know I had an... I made an appointment.
You're going to the ABGYN.
You need to go in.
Things that men should never have to feel obligated to do for their wives. Initiate every intimate moment. Intimacy is a beautiful part of relationships.
No, we're just horny all the time.
But initiating those moments shouldn't solely rest on one partner.
It's fine.
Men might feel pressured to always make the first move, but it's important to recognize that both partners can take the lead.
Both partners can take the lead.
What? Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Again, who are they married to?
How about organizing every family gathering?
Nope.
I'm over it. Family gatherings are wonderful opportunities to connect, but organizing them shouldn't be one person's responsibility.
My brother's coming over.
I mean, again, like,
this is dude speak. I don't know. Maybe my sister. I don't know what she's doing, but I told her she could come over.
I don't know that I've organized any quote-unquote... I mean, right. Do you want to go to the bar? That seriously, that's the extent of me organizing a social thing.
Plus, I don't, like... I don't know. I've just gotten to the age with most of my buddies where if somebody cancels or something, you go, all right, cool.
Yeah.
All
right,
it's not like a big deal. Right.
And then I'll leave you with this last thing that men should never feel obligated to do with their wives. And that's Plan Every Date Night.
Again, who are they married to?
Date nights are essential to keeping romance alive, but planning them shouldn't fall on one person, guys. It's all right if you're not the romantic planner every single time. A successful date is about shared experience, not just the orchestrated details. Both partners should feel free to come up with ideas whenever it's a fancy dinner, or whether it's a fancy dinner or a simple night in with takeout and movies.
I don't know that any of that applies to me.
So know your rights, men. Get out there and tell your wives what for.
I'll tell you what, I do nothing on that list. I am living the good life.
I literally read through there. I was like, she does that, she does that. Yeah. I don't do that.
I have nothing to do right. with any of that.
They're not talking to me. I'm already following this list.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I already don't do this.
We are trailblazers.
I don't feel obligated.
Right, I certainly don't.
A woman in England showed that.
I mean, I just can't imagine any woman I've dated ever be like, good news, I got the next 3 weekends planned out for us.
Yeah,
right.
Spent a lot of time with the fellas.
Got you, baby.
Yeah, I know how much you love it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.